朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
上个礼拜二早上，我们听到 Sandy 跟我们分享一个非常感人的见证，我今天早上要在这里跟大家一同来分享。
Last Tuesday morning, Sandy Liu, our youth minister, had the following sharing with us.
他在去年年底最后一个主日12月29号在 children worship, 在儿童崇拜的时候，那么他用哥林多后书5章17节来勉励这些孩子们。
During the very last Sunday of last year, Sandy preached to the youth using the passage from the 2 Corinthians.
5章17节。那么他用这一节圣经主要的目的，就是让这些孩子们知道怎么样在一年快要结束、新的年快要开始的时候，如何除旧布新。
He used the passage, chapter 5, verse 17. And to encourage us how we should go about to renew ourselves.
这节圣经是提到一个人怎么样能够在基督耶稣里成为一个新的创造。NIV 把它翻成 new creation.
And this specifically indicates how through Jesus Christ we can become a new creation again.
那么 Sandy 呢就跟这些孩子们分享他自己在小时候曾经偷了他父母亲的钱而不敢在他父母亲面前承认的一段往事。
So Sandy thereby shared a story of her own that when she was a youth, how she had stolen the money from her parents and was concealed that act from her parents.
那他就告诉这些孩子们，你们知道吗？撒谎也是一个罪。
And then she told the children,To tell a lie is a sin.
如果我们要进到新的一年，我们要把这些旧的一些罪、最旧的这些不好的东西，把它放下来，能够进到新的一年。
To march into a new year, we should lay down and to be able to deal with the sin that we've been committing.
那天晚上，有一个二年级的一个小女生回到家。
That night, a second grader girl went home.
向他母亲认罪。
So she confessed to her mother.
她说，母亲，我犯了罪了。
She said, Mother, I have sinned against you.
她说，我向你撒谎。
Because I've lied to you.
而且我跟你撒这个谎已经撒了好长的一段时间。
Not only so, I've lied to you for a long time.
我不只是撒一次，而且我重复的犯了这个罪。
Not only I lied to you, but I lied to you repetitively.
她说，每天从学校回家的时候，
She said, every day when I got home,
妈妈你总要问我一个问题。
You always ask me a question.
我给你预备的午餐好不好吃啊？
You always ask me, is the lunch I prepare for you really tasty?
我说我撒谎。
Then I lied back to you.
我每一次都说好吃。
And every time I said, it tastes wonderful.
其实不见得。
It was really not meant to be so.
他说还有一个谎。
There's one more lie.
你是不是都吃完了？
You always ask me, have you finished your lunch?
我都告诉妈妈说吃完了。
I always say I did.
其实妈。
But however, mother,
你每一次跟我预备的饭盒都太多了。
And you have prepared too much for me for my lunch.
我每一次都吃不完。
There was no way I could finish.
我都把剩下的都倒在垃圾桶里面丢掉。
So I always trashed the leftover.
妈，你可不可以原谅我？
Can you forgive me, mother?
我过去向你所撒的谎。
Forgive my lying to you in the past.
Sandy 就问这个母亲。
So Sandy asked this mother.
你怎么回答你的女儿呢？
How did you respond to your daughter?
那母亲说，我告诉我的女儿，说是的，你既然做错这些事情，我听到了，我赦免你，但是我爱你。
The mother said, yes indeed, I heard you.I forgive you, and I love you.
我十分的相信，这样一个小小的见证，对我们这个教会来讲，不是一件小的事情。
I honestly believe such a small testimony is not a small event for our church.
过去四年来，我一直在神的面前有一个很深的一个祷告的负担。
For the past 4 years, I have a very strong conviction for my prayer.
我求主，深切的求主，让这个教会能够真正经历属灵的复兴。
I earnestly pray to the Lord to let this church to go through a spiritual revival.
当我听见这个见证的时候，我深深的感觉到神已经开始听我的祷告。
As I heard this testimony, I can firmly believe the Lord is responding to my prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，复兴一定跟圣洁有关系。
Dear brothers and sisters, revival is closely related with holiness.
我们不只是在圣经里面看到这样的教训，我们也在教会历史里面看见许多这样的见证。
Not only we see this teaching in our Bible, but also through the church histories,We see such a testimony.
也许一个最熟悉最出名的一个例子就是在公元1789年的时候法国有一次流血的大革命。
Maybe one of the resounding example of the histories is the French Revolution in 1789.
这是一个非常惨烈的一次的一个革命。
It is indeed a very cruel revolution.
但是在法国经过海峡的对岸在英国在同样的时间里面
Yet in the same era, across the strait in England,
当时的英国也有一个极大的需要，要经过这样一次的大革命，才能够把整个社会、国家来一个大的扭转。
There was this tremendous need, similar to the French Revolution, that can change England.
但是我们在历史上看到，英国没有这样一个流血的革命，却有一次非常没有流血，但是也是一样那么震撼人心的一次的革命。
Yes, indeed, a revolution also took place in England, but it's not as bloody. It's not bloody like what happened in France.
神用 John Wesley 兄弟带来当时英国的大的复兴。
The Lord used John Wesley and brother to thoroughly revive England.
卫斯理约翰那个时代他们在教堂里面讲道只能够在教堂只能够在讲台上不能随便到外面户外去做传道的工作。
At the time of John Wesley, you can only preach in the pulpit.
但是卫斯理约翰却接受神给他这样的挑战离开教会四个墙到了户外把福音把信息神的信息带给当时的所谓的普罗大众。
Yet, John Wesley himself, he marched beyond the wall confinements of a church, and he was able to preach the gospel to the great public.
他常常去向当时的一些煤矿工人传道。
He often went to the coal miners to preach to them.
我们听到这样的见证说那些煤矿的工人站在那里听他讲道的时候心里受感动圣灵工作为自己的罪在那里悔改流泪的时候那个全个脸的被黑炭所弄脏的脸有留下非常清楚的两条泪沟。
We saw vivid descriptions of those days when how the coal miners were deeply moved by him and also by the Holy Spirit.How their tears were washing down through the dirt of their face.
当我们看见圣灵这样工作在神的子民当中的时候，复兴就临到教会。
When we see how clearly that the Holy Spirit is working among the people, then revival has arrived.
在整个教会历史里面，我们看到这样的见证和故事。
Through many of the church histories, we can see such a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说要在教会里面带出一种哭哭啼啼的气氛。
I don't want us to have a crying church.
但是我们却看见今天这个时代，我们太不会流眼泪了。
But maybe we have not shed our tears enough.
我们的心太刚硬。
Our hearts are too hard.
我们对罪的感觉太麻木了。
We are so lumped to our sin.
当我们看见神给我们这样一个教堂的时候
，When we see the Lord has given us this beautiful church,
我们求主把烧着的火在我们中间给带起来。
We ask the Lord to give us a burning fire.
加尔文在他那个改教的时代有一个非常出名的一个记号。Calvin.
When at the time of Calvin, there was a very significant sign during his time.
那个记号就代表加尔文那个时代教会的光景。
That represents the situation of churches in his time.
那个记号就是两双手捧着一颗心，那颗心是被火所燃烧的。
The sign was a burning heart was upheld by two hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在这个教会，今天在这个时代，我们需要主做这样的工作在我们中间。
Dear brothers and sisters, in this time, in this church, we need the Lord to work like such.
神在我们教会这个二年级的小朋友身上，我们看见一件事情，我们也相信一件事情，星星之火可以燎原。
We saw clearly how the Lord has inspired this second grader girl. Therefore, we believe it only takes a spark to keep the fire going.
也因着这个原因，我在主的面前有个非常严肃的心，把归耶和华为圣这几个字成为我们今年教会的一个目标和方向。
So with very solemn heart, here I dedicate our theme, Holy to the Lord,to be the direction of our church.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告，为讲台祷告，我巴不得这一个在圣经里面的这几个字，让我们今天在座每一个弟兄姊妹能够认识这句话的时代意义。
I want you all to be able to pray for me and to recognize the timely message that is being carried by the theme of this church.
这几个字出现在刚才萧清志弟兄带我们所读的出埃及记二十八章，请各位翻到这一段的经文。
Let's turn to Exodus, chapter
28. 36节到38节提到，让我们看到这几个字的出处就在这里。
Verse 36 through 38 described the theme, Holy to the Lord.
上一个礼拜我曾经在这跟弟兄姊妹说明过，在中文圣经里面，归耶和华为圣这六个字是用比较大号的字体把它排版印刷的。
Holy to the Lord in the Chinese version of the Bible was printed with a larger font.
其实我们看见几乎每一个不同的版本印到这几个字的时候都用比较大的字体来印。
Yes, indeed. In every different versions of the Bible, whenever it encountered these four words, it is using an emphasized mode.
去年我们读经一年一遍，我把中文和英文都读完的时候，我发现现在我们教会手头上我们所用的这个 NIV 跟和合本和这个合在一起的新旧约全书，在新约也有几个大字。
Yes, indeed. As we were reading this Bible in this Chinese English version, not only in this place that it was emphasized, there's also in the New Testament there was a place using the same a way to print the.
如果您各位手上用的是单单中文圣经，就没有在我们的中英合在一起的，在启示录十九章有八个字是特别大的印出来，是万王之王，万主之主。
Especially in this Chinese English Bible, if you turn to Revelation, you will see that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords were printed similarly in the emphasized mode.
那么今天早上，我希望从这三节的圣经，我们一同来思想到底。当我们在教会里面提到圣洁这两个字的时候，或者 holy 这个字的时候，到底从这三节圣经我们看到它的意义是什么？
Let's think and relearn about the meaning of being holy through these three verses.
我们一讲到圣洁，我们马上联想到的就是从伦常道德的标准来看这一个意义是什么。
As soon as we mention about holiness, the immediate response in your mind maybe wanted to observe it.From the moral meaning,
我相信我们都知道，一个人过的生活不检点，一个人过的生活不干不净，我们说他不圣洁。
If a person is not living a clean life, and we say this person is not holy,
这个没有错，这是从道德的角度来看，我们都同意，我们都知道。
This is judged from a moral standard, for example.
但是呢，从刚才我们所读的这三节的圣经里面，我们看见圣洁有另外两层的意义。
But through the verses we just read.There are two other meanings with regard to holiness.
36节告诉我们说，归耶和华为圣是一个金牌，戴在祭司的额头上，给我们看见这是一个身份的一个标志。
And first of all, in verse 36, holy to the Lord is a gold plate. It's going to be worn on the forehead of Aaron.
当我去查 Webster 字典的时候，就特别去查 holy 这个字，我看见在他那个字典上第一个意义就是 belong to or 这个 coming from God 的意思。
So as I studied the Webster dictionary and it stated that holy means 从神而来的。
是归属于神，或者是源，或者说是源自于神，从神那里来，或者把自己还给神，那个意思就是 holy 这个意思。
It is from God or you something that you can't give return to God.
什么东西是从神来的？什么东西是属于神的呢？
What kind of things are from God and belong to God?
当然，许多上帝的属性是属于神的。
The things that we can attribute to the God is from God.
但是除了上帝的属性之外，所有一切从神来，该属于神的都是圣洁的。
So all of these like the attributes of God, that like things you belong to God and receive from God.They ought to be holy,
包括祭司在内
including priests.
所以圣洁不只是一个道德性的一个名词，也是讲到一个属于神的祭司他的一个代号。
So holy goes beyond the moral meaning; it also represents a priest.
我们不能不看一下在新约圣经里面怎么样来描写保罗怎么样来描写这件事情。
So let's visit how Paul described.Such a event.
等一下，我们还会回来出埃及记。先让我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter one.
在第一章十三节、十四节，我们看见一段非常重要的信息。
Chapter one, verse 13-14.
找到以后，请各位听我来读这两节的圣经。以弗所书第一章十三、十四节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。小字原文作只等到神之名被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Verse 13-14, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal.The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession for the praise of His glory.
我把基督徒分成两类。
I divide the Christians into two kinds.
一个叫做还没有信的不信者 non-believer, 非基督徒。
Right, non-Christians, I classify them into as one non-believer.
那么第二种呢，叫做慕道者。
The second kind are those who are still seeking.
什么人能够从那个不信的人变成慕道者呢？
Who can go from a non-believer and then to a seeker?
那么在这节圣经告诉我们说，那些愿意听真理的道的人。
And here it indicates for those who are willing to listen.
换句话说，今天来到教会里面，虽然他还没有觉知信主，但是他有一个渴慕认识神的心的那些非基督徒。
Therefore, even if you may be a non-Christian right now, but you are here, you have the desire to hear the Lord's message.
然后从慕道者变成圣徒，是以弗所书这里告诉我们的那个名词，又是因着他们信了基督以后。
Then you, after you believe in the Lord, you have turned from a seeker into a Christian.
那么什么叫圣徒？
What do we mean by saint?
圣经里面很清楚告诉我们说，圣徒就是有圣灵在他心里面的人。
Saints are those with Holy Spirit in their heart.
罗马书第八章告诉我们说，圣灵与我们的心同振，我们是神的儿女。
So it says in the Romans that the Holy Spirit in our heart that is proving that we are the children of God.
不是受浸使你成为一个圣徒。
Just jump into that pool does not get you to be a Christian.
不是你五十二个礼拜都来做礼拜就成为一个圣徒。
Just by coming to the church on 52 weeks of a year, that does not bring you to become a saint.
圣徒是什么呢？圣徒就是有圣灵在他心里面的人，叫做圣徒。
A saint is a person with Holy Spirit in his heart.
那么保罗在这里告诉我们说，圣灵是什么东西呢？
Then Paul taught us.What do we mean, Holy Spirit?
他这里用了两个名词，一个叫做印记，一个叫做凭据。
He used two words here. One is a seal. The second one is a deposit.
那么圣徒心里面有圣灵。
A saint has Holy Spirit in his heart.
什么意思呢？就是圣徒的里面有上帝的印记，也有神的凭据在他身上。
That means there is a seal. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and there is a deposit from the Lord in you.
我们来美国久了以后，我们都慢慢忘记了这个印鉴的意义是什么。
Being in the States for very long, you might have forgotten the importance of the seal.
我们在台湾以前常常喜欢动不动就盖出章。
As you remember back in Taiwan, and all the official documents have to be sealed.
那个图章是什么意思呢？
What is that seal, the one you use to stamp on?
其实不止我们中国人用图章。
Not only just we, us Chinese, use it.
古时候的人也用一种特别的印。
In the ancient worlds, a seal is a very important
mark. 他把它印在一个奴隶的身上。
They put the seal marks on slaves.
那么当他这个印在奴隶身上的时候呢？
When a person is sealed,
那么我就属于他的了。
Then I belong to him.
那么今天在美国也是如此。
It's likewise here in the States.
我们看见那些牧场上那些牛羊都有特别的火的那个印烙在他的身上。
The stocks on the ranges, for example, you saw those animals with a seal.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他的所有权是属于那个印记上面的那个代表。
That means this animal belongs to whoever put the seals on.
当一个基督徒有圣灵在他身上有印记的时候，
When a Christian is sealed by Holy Spirit,
代表他的 ownership, 他的所有权是属于谁的？
That represents now who has the ownership on this Christian.
也就是归于耶华的这个归字的意思。
That means, what you have belonged to, the belonging.
那个归就是归属，这个 belonging 的意思在里面。
Means now you belong to the Holy Spirit.
那不只是印记，圣经也告诉我们说，圣灵是一个凭据在我们身上。
It goes beyond just a stamp or a seal.
什么叫凭据呢？
It also means a deposit. What does deposit mean?
就是 down payment 的 first installment, 就是这个分期付款的第一个要付的头款或者首款。
A deposit is the first investment you put down a purchase.
上海人说叫定洋，也就是我们是普通话说的定金。
Deposit.
那么现代的希腊文用到这个字的时候呢？
In the modern Greek, when they come to this word,
这个字把它翻成什么字呢？
How do we translate this word?
订婚戒指。
Engagement ring.
旧约圣经、新约圣经里面，圣洁这个字，我上个礼拜说出现了九百多次之多。
In both testaments, the word holy had appeared for about 900 times.
不管在旧约的 kadosh 这个字，或者是在新约希腊文的这个 hagios 这两个字呢，我们一直看见他们把它翻译出来的都用一个字把它翻出来，就是 separation, 分别的意思。
Whether it was one word or the other, being different in Greek, but the translation is all the same. That is to be separated from or distinguished from.
我们今天讲归耶和华为圣，就是分别为圣的意思。
Here we talked about holy to the Lord, which means we're distinguished from the rest.
什么是基督徒？
What do you mean by a Christian now?
基督徒就是一个有分别的人。
A Christian then means he is different.
我们要跟世界有分别，我们要跟我们的过往有分别。
We have to be separated from this world. We have to be different from our past.
那怎么样有分别法呢？
And how do we be different?
有些人就故意标新立异的来有分别。
And some people would overdo this.
有的嘛就自命不凡，古里古怪的表现跟别人不一样。
And some would simply make himself very strange and very different from others.
真正的分别在哪里？
What is the real true separation?
当我准备到这里的时候，
As I came to here,
我突然想到以前我听过的一个很熟悉的故事，我不知道是不是王牧师那里听来的。
A story came to my mind.
有一个小偷。
A thief.
那么他上班的时间跟别人的时间不一样。
His hours of working is different from others.
所以他还没有到上班的时间的时候，他就在外面逛来逛去，等到大家都睡了，他晚上才开始去工作。
He works only at night, so during the day he just wanders around.
那么他就走到一个礼拜堂的门口。
So he came to the doorstep of a church.
那么他说反正没事，他就到礼拜堂里面去坐坐也好。
He had nothing else to do, so he came into that church.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页 点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。